AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. A Russian state news agency says North Korea will send thousands of military construction workers and deminers to Russia. That's after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russian forces fired hundreds of drones and 32 missiles at Ukraine overnight. Officials say 14 people were killed and nearly 100 wounded in Kyiv. Israel's strikes on Tehran have broadened as President Trump issued an ominous warning. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Now, just days into the ongoing operation against Iran, the opposition, led by Yair Lapid, has closed ranks behind the effort, suspending months of bitter criticism against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his handling of the war in Gaza. In his first international media interview since the start of the operation against Iran, Lapid explains his thinking.
I support it completely. I think we had no choice. It's not like we declared war on Iran. Iran has declared war on Israel years ago. Did everything in its power to make sure they have nuclear weapon, and the reason they want the nuclear weapon is in order to use it against Israel.
It's a sharp about-face for Lapid's constellation of parties that have criticized Netanyahu throughout the war.
Yes, this now government needs to be toppled, but not in the midst of an existential fight. For our life.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Trump abruptly left the G7 summit in Canada. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Trump says he prefers more than a ceasefire and instead wants Israel and Iran to end their conflict.
Certainly possible. Complete give up. That's possible, yeah.
A wildfire forced about 50 people to evacuate from their homes on Hawaii's Maui Island. Maui's fire department said the blaze was about 85% contained. This is AP News. A pair of European satellites have created the first artificial solar eclipse.
A solar eclipse is a relatively rare phenomenon, but the European Space Agency has figured out how to make one on demand.
To see the corona, we needed to align the two spacecraft and the sun.
Andrei Zhukov at the Royal Observatory of Belgium says it took some fancy formation flying.
The two spacecraft should be aligned with a precision below millimeter.
Now the ESA has released pictures of that artificial total solar eclipse, and scientists anticipate nearly 200 over the next 2 years. As to why?
We hope to learn a lot about the physics of the solar corona close to the solar surface, to see how the solar wind is accelerated, and also to see the origin of coronal mass ejections, which can disturb the human technology when they arrive at the Earth.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP News.